This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Daniel Susak hit a three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning off minor leaguer Andrew Moore as the Oakland A's beat the Reds Friday afternoon, final score 8-6. Graham Ashcraft started for Cincinnati. He gave up two runs on four hits in 5 2/3 innings of work. TJ Antone gave up a couple of runs in his inning on the mound, and Fernando Cruz also allowed a run. He pitched one inning as well. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jim Day.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Jim, a tough one today, but the main thing was how did Graham Ashcraft look today? And at the end of the day, I thought Graham threw the ball pretty well.
In his final tune-up before the regular season, one, you wanted him to get through it healthy, and it appears that he did. They were hoping he would go six innings. So he went 5 2/3. He got into the sixth inning. Did have the four walks, 3-1 inning, but got out of that inning with a double play ball. Did strike out six. We saw a lot of weak contact. His slider and his breaking stuff working tremendously today. Said that he found that slider in between starts. Fastball, a little bit of work, particularly to right-handers. He was pulling it outside. But that is something that he can dial in. I thought it was a good start by Graham Ashcraft and a good tune-up for the regular season. A
couple of things that stood out to me from the offensive side, and sure, the Reds come up short today, but I thought the Nick Martini home run in the sixth inning was a great sign. And you know, I just think, you know, a two-hit day for him, certainly encouraging. Encarnacion Strand barreled a couple more balls up, and Will Benson had another extra base hit, and it came against a left-handed pitcher. All of these things, to me, are positive signs.
India had a hit today. He walked twice at the top of the order. You can see that he is not – he's kind of dialed in, can see the ball well, not being anxious up there looking for results. So I like that as well. So, yeah, I love the signs we saw here today. They lost the game on a three-run home run given up by Andrew Moore, who's not going to be on the team. He's a young pitcher. So – you got to take that with a grain of salt, a loss like that. I thought that they played fairly well today.
No question about it, but another tough loss. The Reds have now lost 8 of their last 9 games. Like to get a couple wins on the board probably over these last couple of spring training games so you can head into the regular season feeling good. But a tough one today. Once again, final score, A's 8, Reds 6. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds fell to the Oakland A's on Friday afternoon, 8-6, the final score, and now to the highlights. Graham Ashcraft made the start for Cincinnati. The very first batter he faced in the bottom of the first was J.J. Bladé, and he got some big-time help from his right fielder.
As Ashcraft comes set, he brings it home, and his first pitch on the way to Bladé is swung on, and it is well hit deep to right field. Going back on it is the right fielder. Benson leaps at the wall, and he caught it. What a play out in right field by Will Benson up against the wall.
Did a nice job. Once he got to the track, he looked back again because there's a little notch out there in right center field where it jets out from the normal right field wall behind him, and he did a good job of noticing recognition of where that wall was.
With two out, Ashcraft walked Brent Rooker and Shea Langelier singled. Seth Brown then got the game's first run home.
1-0 pitch. And it's on the ground between first and second, and that's into right field for a hit. Coming home is Rooker. Here comes the throw to the plate, cut off by Martini. And the A's strike first. It's 1-0.
Oakland added to their lead in the bottom of the second. Abraham Toro led off with a ground rule double to right. Ashcraft then struck out back-to-back batters, but leadoff man Bladé got another run home, thanks in part to some shaky defense.
Day is hit safely in each of his last three, and he swings the first pitch here, sends a long fly ball deep left center field, and it is going to bounce just out of the reach of the Reds left fielder Jacob Herdebees and bounce over the wall for the second ground rule double of the inning. This time it scores Abraham Toro, and it's 2-0 A's.
The Reds got on the board in the top of the third, thanks in large part to the nice sunny Arizona day. With two outs, Jonathan India walked. That brought Will Benson to the dish.
Here's a fly ball to center field. Going over is Blade, shading, and he lost it. He was shading his eyes from the sun, and it falls. India's rounding third. He will score. And the Reds are on the board. It's a 2-1 game.
Well, there you go. It's a high sky double. They may call that an error, and they very well could, but I think he just lost it in the sun.
After he gave up the run in the second inning, Graham Ashcraft pitched a perfect third and a perfect fourth. In the bottom of the fifth, he walked the first two batters he faced. Zach Geloff flew out, but then he walked Brent Rooker to load the bases with one out. Then with Daniel Susak at the plate, the Reds right-hander got exactly what he needed.
The pitch. Susak grounds it to short. Gonzalez a chance for two. To India one, to Martini two, double play. Three walks in the inning, but the A's get nothing. An inning-ending double play, and we go to the sixth, still 2-1 Oakland.
The Reds took the lead in the top of the sixth inning when they scored four times. Christian Encarnacion Strand led off with a base hit. After Tyler Stevenson struck out, Nick Martini put the Reds in front with one swing of the bat.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Martini. This ball's crushed. Right center field, hit a ton. It is deep, and it is gone. It's a two-run home run for Nick Martini, and just like that, the Reds are on top 3-2.
This is exactly why he is on the squad.
Stuart Fairchild then struck out, but Mason Miller walked Jacob Herdebees. Michael Kelly replaced Miller, and he walked Bubba Thompson. Herdebees and Thompson then pulled off a double steal, so second and third with two outs and Eric Gonzalez at the plate.
The pitch. And Gonzalez rips a line drive over the head of the second baseman, Winkler, and into center. One run's home. Here comes Thompson. The throw to the plate is cut off, and the Reds get two on the two-out single by Eric Gonzalez.
Ashcraft came back out for the bottom of the sixth and quickly retired the first two batters he faced, and his day was finished. 5 2/3 innings, four hits, two runs earned, four walks, six strikeouts. Cincinnati added a run in the top of the seventh. CES doubled leading off the inning. Tyler Stevenson walked. Nick Martini singled to right, but the runners could only advance one base. Stuart Fairchild struck out, but Jacob Herdebees got the lead runner home.
1-2 pitch. Half-hearted swing. It's a looper into right center field. It'll be caught by the center fielder. Tagging at third is CES to the plate. The throw dropped. It was in time. But Rosario came up firing. It was a one-hopper to the catcher, Susak. And had he caught it, Encarnacion Strand would have been out, but he dropped it.
Yeah, he had to reach to his left and then reach back to try to get the tag down. And in that process, the ball came out of the mitt. I don't know if that's one you test during the regular season, but the Reds probably don't know Rosario's arm that well. So, hey, why not? Let's test it at spring training and see what he's got.
TJ Antone, who will be on the opening day roster, came on the pitch at the bottom of the seventh. He gave up a base hit, then a force out. He struck out the next batter he faced, so two out with a runner on first. Daniel Susak at the plate. He hit a two-run homer. Fernando Cruz came on the pitch at the bottom of the eighth for the Reds, and Oakland got a run closer. After striking out the first batter, Cameron Masterman tripled. Johnny Butler got the run home with a single up the middle, and it was 6-5 Cincinnati. Minor leaguer Andrew Moore came on the pitch at the bottom of the ninth. He walked the first batter he faced and then hit Jack Winkler with a pitch. Danny Bautista Jr. flew out, but Daniel Susak ended the game with one swing of the bat.
One out, and now Daniel Susak, the pitch. Susak lifts this high and deep. Left field. Herdebees going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. Looks up. It's gone, and that's it. The A's walk it off over the Reds. A three-run home run by Daniel Susak in the bottom of the ninth inning. Lifts the A's over the Reds here at HoHoCam Stadium.
Reds lose 8-6. Here are the totals for Oakland. 8 runs on 9 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. Cincinnati, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They stranded 8. Lucas the winner, Moore the loser. Home runs in the game. Martini number 4 for Cincinnati. Susak number 1 and number 2 for Oakland. 4,629 on hand at HoHoCam Park in Mesa, Arizona. Tomorrow, the Reds are back at Goodyear Ballpark as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Right-hander Frankie Montas makes a start for Cincinnati. This will be his final tune-up before opening day against the Washington Nationals. Alexis Diaz, Justin Wilson, and Lucas Sims are also scheduled to pitch. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 3:50. First pitch is scheduled for 4:05. And once again, the final score on Friday afternoon in Mesa, the A's beat the Reds 8-6. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.